don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
I want it. Can't stop, won't stop. Yes,
Carnell.
Love it. Don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
Yes, Dad.
What, cut off that damn TV show watching that ignorant ass shit? Got you messing up your homework, damn mixture show niggas. Making black folks look like damn fools. Talking about I love it. If it was your damn timetables, would you love that? How about loving some long division, nigga? Can't stop, won't stop bringing these damn L's home on your fucking report card. And somebody get the damn phone. Damn, I pay the bills. Can somebody at least answer the phone?
Then I got it. Hello? It's for you.
Hello?
Yo, what's good, fam? Welcome back to the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span, and this is episode number 8 of the report. Now, as always, please be mindful of the content of this show and make sure the shorties ain't around and hear this grown folks talk. Send their asses out like your mother used to do you back in the day, alright? It's been a lot going on with your boys since the last show. With the new job and all, it's been putting a strain on my creative process. I haven't been able to pay attention to a whole lot of other things other than learning this new gig. But I'm working on getting a more reliable recording schedule so that we no longer have these lapses in the show again. Thank you all for holding me down, though, and letting me know how much you enjoy the show and you're looking for more of it. That means a lot to a brother, real talk. But it's been a lot going on in my time away, and I want to get right into it. Lupe Fiasco done went out and put his foot in his mouth again. Add that to Tracy Morgan possibly looking at the end of his career with his recent rant against gays. Democratic Congressman Wiener put out pictures of his wiener. And just a whole lot of random shit that's been on my mind as of late. Of course, we got the weird news later on in the show, and I got some listener feedback to respond to as well. And as you know, that good hip-hop and R&B that you've come to expect on the show. So let's get right into it, fam. Real talk, all the time, here on the Span Report Podcast.
Bother with paying homage to forefathers. See the future like the car show floor models. Both feet in the snow so that my core follows. We don't mourn for the dead, nigga, we pour bottles. Drown sorrows, ocean blue Murcielago. Started with Similac powder in a baby bottle. Yeah, the formula is warning ya. Crack kills, offerings to the coroner. Kill my eldest brother, nigga, I be damned. Gator at my mama house, welcome to zombie land. A hustler's paradise, a lucky paradise. Down 40, but a streak will have you square by night. Didn't bat an eye at it, kept the poker face. Cause the batter I added had the coca base. When you get to heaven's door, they won't hold the space. If you numb like the flesh on a smoker's face. It's no feeling like your bitch chin chilling right. You in Italian leather and you four willing right. You know you up when you can count a quarter million right. And if you down, you can sling it like a pillow fight. I'm a wizard at it, nigga, here's the magic. Make a small town fill out through a blizzard at it. Get the green from the scale like a lizard had it. Bear witness as I unveil this instant classic. Yes, my God. My God. My God. Yes. My God. My God. Yes. Yeah, the second coming's in the second verse. The first coming's still here, so I'll need a hearse. I got a voodoo doll every time I pin the verse. Not only do they say they feel it, but they say it hurts. No pain, no gain, nigga. They say I'm heating up, welcome to the flame, nigga. No matter the success, still the same, nigga. I only change when the new body came, nigga. Aerodynamic, roof panoramic. My credit score, let the dealer take full advantage. Paid over sticker price, cash underhanded. The old 12 a year early, I'm a time bandit. Gotta time manage, when you heaving snow. Able to drop it all at 30 and be free to go. Only deal with divas, on a need to know. And what you need to know, is when you need to go. There'll be no waiting, I have no patience. This is the end for all my unrecognized greatness. I'm here now, nigga, pardon my lateness. You can hear in every bar and every cadence. Yeah, it's the new God flow, ain't it? The last supper for you niggas now repainted. Take position on the chessboard and rearrange it. Face to face with the truth, get reacquainted. Yes, my God, my God, my God, yes, my God, my God, yes.
See, I told y'all. Ever so often, I may throw some gangster shit up in here. That was Pusha T with My God off of his Fear of God mixtape. And I'm going to put the names and the albums of all the songs in the show notes so you know what to look for. You know, especially when you're trying to go get that shit. Except maybe if I play some shit by Prince. I mean, we seen what the purple one did to the homie Hatering and got him put off iTunes for a second for playing his music on his shit. We ain't trying to have that happen to the Span Report, though. Speaking of Prince's ass, though. I was sitting up at the crib watching movies on Netflix and shit, and I just went on this 80s movies kick. You know, I was watching The Golden Child, Howard the Duck, who kind of looked like Macaulay Culkin, by the way. I don't know. And I watched Crush Groove, and then I made my way around to Purple Rain. And as I was watching Crush Groove and Purple Rain, I got to wondering about the clothes that the dudes was getting away with wearing back in the day. You know, the whole androgynous thing was kind of popular back then. And I talked about it on Twitter. Like, back in the day, a dude could be walking around with a blouse, rocking lace gloves, and wearing big hair and makeup, and nobody questioned his sexuality. As a matter of fact, some of those cats' pussy rate went up quite a bit because of it. I mean, think about it. Have you ever seen Prince with a busted chick? Dude was vanity, y'all. Vanity. And Apollonia, and Sheila E. I mean, the dude was getting it in. But I wonder what those cats that was into the whole androgyny thing are into now. Like, are they embarrassed about that shit looking back on it? I mean, how can you be a tough as nails father when your kids got black male footage of you in the crowd in Purple Rain with the pencil thin mustache that looked like you drew that shit on with lip liner or some shit? But then again, that was around the same time the Force MDs was out. And them big muscle neck niggas was all cock swole with soft ass voices and shit, so maybe it can work. But all the while, I'm wondering about how they got away with wearing that shit. I'm thinking about how much shit we give the kids now about how they wear their clothes. Especially the little dudes that walk around all the time with their pants hanging off their asses and shit. And given how ridiculous and over the top that whole androgynous shit looked back in the day, I can see now why these kids ain't really listening to a damn thing we say when it comes to how they wear their clothes. I mean, think about it, fathers. How can you go on and on to your son about how him wearing his clothes that way and, you know, what that could mean for him in prison, since apparently wearing your pants low makes for easy access to your ass in the joint when you walked around with makeup, bangs, and a blouse on for years? And since all this 80s gear is cool to wear again, can you imagine if that androgynous shit came back? I mean, maybe wearing your pants off your ass ain't all that bad, given that alternative, you know? Who the fuck am I kidding? Pull your motherfucking pants up, man. That shit just ain't a good look. We'll be coming back up to the next musical break. But when I get back, we still got Lupe Fiasco's recent comments about Obama to talk about, Congressman Wiener's wiener to talk about, and plenty more shows. So
let's
stick around.
Play a little game just between you and I. Happy as the physical. You gotta use your mind. Can be cops and robbers, Tarzan and Jane, Marilyn and Robert, but either way the objective is the same, to please and entertain. You will be my vixen, my bed will be a stage. You will get the spotlight all night, each and every time you play. You will be my vixen, as we time. Why not be creative? Pull out all the stops. You can pick the scene. If I can pick the props, do you prefer classroom or office? Masquerade expert or novice? We can play. The objective is the same, to please and entertain. You will be my fixin'. My bed'll be a stage. You will get the spotlight all night, each and every time you play. You will be my vixen, as we show until the curtain's closed.
Till the curtain's closed. Till the curtain's closed. Till the curtain's closed.
You will be my fixin', my bed will be a stain. You will get the spotlight all night and every time you play. You will be my fixin' as we improvise, delivering a captivating performance every time. You will be my fixin', my bed will be a stain. You will get the spotlight all night and every time we play. You will be my fixin' as we improvise, delivering a captivating performance every time.
Yeah, man, you know I fucks with that shit right there. That was Miguel with Vixen off of his All I Want Is You album. So as always, go and cop it if you ain't already got that shit, alright? Now, we left off the last segment talking about the whole androgynous culture that was popping off back in the 80s. But now I want to talk more seriously about some things that have come up regarding the homosexual community that's caught my attention lately. Of course, by now, everybody done heard about the anti-gay rant that comedian Tracy Morgan went on during a comedy show down in Nashville. Now, during his rant, Tracy talked about how he would pull out a knife and stab his own son if he would have come home and tell him that he was gay. He stated that gays shouldn't worry about something so insignificant as bullying. He said that the gay community was too uptight, and he didn't care if they got mad. That if they could take a dick up their ass, they should be able to take a joke. Now, mind you, these are paraphrases because there apparently wasn't any recordings made of this show. But Tracy did own up to him, and he quickly apologized, which was the smart thing to do, because this dude, even with the apology, has probably committed career suicide with that rant. Make no mistake, when the gay community wants something done, they really do know how to come together and rally for their causes, which has resulted in a number of states now allowing gay marriage. And I do believe that the city of San Francisco is allowing gay marriage as well. And I think they're issuing marriage licenses there too. Now, I'm sure some of y'all could recall that brother Isaiah Washington. He used to play the role of Dr. Burke on that show Grey's Anatomy. He got fired from the show after making anti-gay slurs about one of his co-stars. And you ain't really seen that brother much at all after that. I think I might have seen him once in an episode of Law and Order, but shit, that's about it. Now, there are those who say that, you know, by Tracy being a comedian, that he should have some type of artistic license when speaking on these issues. You know, I was listening to the radio just this morning, and a lot of people had the sentiment that jokes are made about blacks, Hispanics, whites, and people with mental handicaps all the time. So why should gays be, you know, the off-limits group when it comes to the over-the-top jokes being made? But at the same time, you got those who believe that, you know, Tracy's rant wasn't really jokes at all. That this is how that brother really feels about gays and he should be held accountable for what he said. Valid arguments on both sides, if you ask me. Now, one thing I do know is that whatever you do, you need to tread lightly when talking about homosexuals in any public forum. You know, just from my own personal experience, I unintentionally offended some sisters on YouTube about a term that is used in the gay community, and it was new to me. The term was studsman, and there were a lot of videos on YouTube with lesbian couples talking about their relationships with this term in the title. So basically, this term was used by women who were in committed relationships with their partners, and their partners are women who would refer to themselves as studs, usually more masculine or aggressive females. Now, in my curiosity, I wanted to understand the dynamic. I wanted to understand the attraction a woman has for another woman who, for the most part, dresses and takes on a lot of the mannerisms of a man. And I caught a lot of heat on that video just for posing the question. And I think sometimes it's hard for some homosexuals to know when you're being sincere and trying to understand, or if you're just trying to find another way to make fun of them. You know, it's a real touchy issue. Now, coincidentally, there's a situation going on with someone I know. I won't say their names because, you know, it's a private issue. But I really, really do want to know what you guys think of this situation and how you would approach it. How would you handle it? Now, there's a lesbian couple who decided that they wanted to have a child together. One of the women is what you would refer to as a stud. And the other is a sister that would be, you know, she's the one that's carrying the baby. Now, the sister that's carrying the child, she's been with men before. In fact, she already got a child from a previous relationship. Now, because these sisters couldn't afford the cost of in vitro fertilization, they solicited the father of the older child to impregnate the mother the old-fashioned way. And it worked. But as the due date for this baby gets closer, there's some tension, you know, brewing up between this couple. And, you know, the issue is stemming right now from the naming of the child, particularly the last name. The stud wants the child to have her last name, and the biological mother wants the child to keep her name. And the situation then got to a point where the stud has laid down an ultimatum that the child either gets her last name or she's leaving a relationship. Now, I'm not aware if the biological father has given up any of his parental rights to the child, but I do know that here in the state of Michigan that gay marriage and gay adoption is not legal. And the stud girlfriend is, you know, she's not allowed to sign the birth certificate as the father of the child. So she sees the child having her last name as her only legal recourse to getting some type of parental rights to the child should, you know, that couple ever separate or something should ever happen to the mother. Now, the biological mother, from what I've been told of the situation, has offered to take her girlfriend's first name and make it the child's middle name. But no go as far as the stud is concerned. She wants that child to have her last name. Now, I know there's a lot of unknowns about this situation. Like, how does the father feel about, you know, his parental rights? Has he, you know, decided he doesn't want anything to do with it? You know, that type of thing. You know, why won't the biological mother just give the baby the girl, you know, her girlfriend's last name? What's the, you know, what's her hesitancy in that? Or is the stud's ultimatum stemming from a bit of insecurity by how the baby was conceived? It's a lot going on here, but I want to know what you guys think about this and how you would handle it. So please hit me up at the Span Report hotline and leave me a message with your thoughts at, you know, area code 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485. Or you can hit me up with an email at thespampodcast@gmail.com. That's thespampodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. And I'll replay your thoughts and read your emails right here on the next episode. Get at me and let me know what you guys think on this. Real talk. When we coming up on the next musical break. When I get back, we still got Congressman Wiener to talk about. I also wanted to touch on the comments of a young dude who really shitted on HBCUs. Some listener feedback and plenty more shows. So stick around.
Y'all listening to Elmatic. Fire that weed up and put it in the air. Yeah.
Represent, represent.
Yeah.
Represent, represent. Represent, represent. Represent, represent.
Straight up shit is real, and any day can be your last when you pass. Your Santa drop down your hourglass in the flash. The corners is where they pitch rock. They're moving to a rich block. Find somebody up in your crib. You gotta switch locks. Niggas pull triggers and ditch clocks. Over things a bitch jock. As sick as a Hitchcock flick. To be the big shot. Looks appealing. The life of crooks. Getting money off the books. Fuck a shook civilian. We took the illin and mistook the feeling of climbing to the top. Staying when you don't know where the cops laying. Loaded guns pop spraying. Just to get their hands on your clock to stop swaying. Enough to cause the both of your knees to drop praying. Niggas stop playing. Cause I was told to represent. My OGs claiming a D and repping Flint. Pushing old school. Whips on 20s, they kept a 10.
Represent, represent.
L-Zine.
Represent, represent.
Sessions.
Represent, represent.
No doubt.
Represent, represent.
Yo, they call me L. I'm not your legal type of fella. Bong smoker, pipe in hella. Keep a strong poker. Face playing my cards right. Fuck a case. Cops are running your place for hard white. Treat you wrong, poke you. With the nightstick, I know these stitches telling. In fact, I'm smelling a rat, and the aroma's quite thick. They shut down your light, lick right quick. Charging you with shit that might stick. Thought you was Frank White, slick the joke song. All you little niggas with lokes on. Counting your figures down and liquors, getting your smokes on. Representing for the hood, putting your city on the map. Young girls throw they kitty and they titties on your lap. Catch you slipping while you tricking. Stick the clipping, they get paid and leave you sicker than that AIDS symptom. They playing man like fools, feel the heat from the tools. Empty out your wallet, take off your jewels. You know the rules, rules.
Represent, represent. Represent, represent.
No doubt, you see my stats is fat, this is what it's about. Before that Ice Cube conflict with MC Ren, around the time when third base was dissed by X-Clan. I used to wake up every morning with my ear in a box. Bumpin' Rakim, Kane, Finesse, Freddie Fox. Then I bought the Nas CD, Biggie's and Pops, Wu-Tang, Jay-Z, Gangsta.
star in the locks. Nowadays, I need the green and the cash, just like the next man. Using my mind to make shit move, just like an X-Man. I'm talking checks, grands, commas, and zeros. Growing up, my heroes climbed firearms and De Niro's. Some of them went to jail, got life in a cell. Others got death, dwelling in hell. Most of them fell when you laying low and the police is hot on your trail. Do you think it's suicide or are you plotting for bail? This is words of wisdom from hell. Try to rise up above, keep an eye out for snakes. Represent one love.
Goes out to everybody around the world, all over, trying to get yours. Detroit, LA, Atlanta, Chi-Town, New York, Toronto, Paris, London.
Yeah, man. Every time I lose faith in the current state of hip-hop, I find something like this and shit don't seem that bad. Damn shame this type of shit ain't being played on the radio, but I mean, that's what the podcast is for. Fuck terrestrial radio. That last song was Represent by LZI off of his Illmatic mixtape, so you already know what to do. But while I'm speaking on the current state of hip-hop and the talent that's largely only heard on the underground scene, I want to talk about somebody that's been in the news a lot as of late. That dude Lupe Fiasco. Lupe recently appeared on a CBS show called What's Trending. Check out what he said.
This album, Lasers, and the single Words I Never Said is pretty politically charged. Mm-hmm. And that's actually an anomaly for a pop artist. You realize that, right? And I mean, you do mention, though, going against Obama.
My fight against terrorism, to me, the biggest terrorist is Obama and the United States of America. You know, so for me, it's like I'm trying to fight the terrorism that's actually causing the other forms of terrorism. You know, the root causes of the terrorism is the stuff that the U.S. government allows to happen. You know, and the foreign policies that we have in place in different countries that inspire people to become terrorists. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's easy for us because it's really just some oil, which we can really get on our own.
So who are you looking to vote for?
No,
in the 2012 presidential race?
I don't vote.
Oh, you don't vote?
No, I don't vote.
Really?
No, I don't vote. But I don't get involved in the political
process.
Why? Because it's meaningless, to be honest.
Really?
Because you vote, first of all, you know, I'm a real big believer. If I'm going to vouch for someone, then I'm going to stand behind everything that they do, right? So that could be you, that could be the cameraman. Like, if I'm going to say I stand behind this person and write on a piece of paper that says, hey, I stand for this person, then I have to take responsibility for everything that he does, because that's just how I am as a human being, right? So politicians aren't going to do that, because I don't want you to bomb some village in the middle of nowhere. You know,
so what if no one voted? What would happen, though?
Who knows? Let's try it out and see what happens.
All right. Let me first say that even though I don't agree with a damn thing he just said, I understand what he was driving at when it comes to America's foreign policy and how Obama is now the figurehead of that foreign policy. But at the same time, I still feel like Lupe reminds me of one of those dudes who went to prison, read a shitload of books, and came out of prison more confused than he was when he went in that motherfucker. Like, somebody trying to come off, you know, trying to come across like he's a little bit too deep, when really he's about as shallow as a fucking garden hose stream. And not only that, sometimes niggas try to oversimplify some shit that has a whole lot of complicated parts intertwined in it. Like when he made that comment about the U.S. and the oil. Now, does he really believe that all this fighting has been going on for centuries before there was ever an oil industry to speak of is the only reason that these people are fighting? Does he think it's solely the fault of the U.S. government that the Israelis and the Palestinians, that they can't come to an agreement on settled land and occupation when they've been fighting over that land since fucking biblical times? Really, dude? Stop that shit, man. Just stop it. For a lot of these quote-unquote terrorists, this shit is holy war. They feel like they're fighting some cosmic cause between good and evil, with everybody believing that they own the side of good. Nobody is trying to believe that they own the wrong side of what the fuck they're fighting for. But you know what? That's not even the part that I'm most puzzled at when he was on this little quasi-geopolitical kick. What puzzled me was when this dude said that he didn't vote and he thought voting was meaningless. I wonder how the people that died for his ass to have that right that he so callously tosses aside feels about their sacrifice right now. You know, it's always funny to me how when you see young countries finally getting a chance to vote, how the lines are long as shit. people waiting for hours on end to finally have their voices heard in the government that's set up to represent them and what they want as a people. Shit. Here in the U.S., you'll be lucky if you can get 20% of the registered and eligible voters to get off their asses and go vote. I mean, hell, for a lot of us, you know, the shit seems more like a chore than anything else. Now, Lupe said some shit that I feel was a total fucking cop-out. Now, he said that him voting for somebody means that he vouches for that person and that he's responsible for everything that person does once they become, you know, an elected official. Hey, Lupe, no the fuck you're not. There will never be a time where you agree with anybody on everything, not even your mother or your father or anybody else you know. But all of this focus on voting all too often is on who you voted for in the presidential race, when there's so many other things on that ballot that could more directly affect you and your community than anything that the president of the United States does. Far too many times there are, millage proposals, same-sex marriage has come up a lot lately on a lot of ballot initiatives, tax initiatives that are, you know, put up for vote. Not just U.S. senators and congressmen, but you got state U.S. senators and congressmen, state legislators, city officials, city council, school board members, all types of shit that have nothing whatsoever to do with the national scene. And it involves shit you got to deal with every day. So to sit up and talk about how you don't vote because it's meaningless to me, it's a fucking cop out more often than not. And it's sometimes it's just so easy for motherfuckers to sit on the sideline and complain about shit ain't right when they're not doing a damn thing themselves to help right any of the wrongs going on around them. Now, if you think voting doesn't matter, ask the Republican governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, how he feels about the recall vote coming up right now to get his ass out of office early, along with a bunch of other Republican state congressmen and senators, after they took away the collective bargaining rights of unionized state workers in that state. Ask Democratic governor of the state of California, Gray Davis, were falling out of favor with the will of the people meant for him. Now, if I recall, back in 2003, they had a recall election for his ass. And then they put Arnold Schwarzenegger's retarded ass in his place. You know, even Gary Coleman, I think he was running for governor after they had that special election behind that recall vote. Your votes aren't fucking meaningless, people. Now, I've had this discussion many a time before, and people like to bring up the Electoral College a lot, as if to say, if your vote meant anything, there would be no need for the Electoral College, and it's them who elect the president. But ask some same motherfuckers how many times the Electoral College has elected someone who didn't receive the popular vote, and most of their asses ain't even got a fucking clue, even in this age of Google where you could just, like, put any motherfucking question up and get the damn answer to it. Now, out of 44 presidents, only 3 times has the election been decided where the Electoral College selection differed from the popular vote. Those were in 1876 with the election of Rutherford B. Hayes, in 1888 with the election of Grover Cleveland, and in 2000 with George W. Bush. So it's not by any stretch of the imagination a common fucking occurrence. Hell, at one time it was 112 years between occurrences. So please, shut the fuck up with that garbage. I'm just tired of hearing it. But don't get this stuff twisted though, and think that not voting is the only problem. Voter apathy is definitely an issue also, but voter ignorance is just as big a problem too. Take my city, for example, the city of Detroit. Y'all know how we ended up with a fucking liar and felon as mayor here? Name recognition. Kwame Kilpatrick's mother is none other than former U.S. Congresswoman Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick. She's a former congresswoman now because of all the shit that was going on with her son. People don't educate themselves nearly as much as they should about the people that they vote for. We had a woman here that was city council pro temp, which means she got the second highest amount of votes of all the city council members, second only to the city council president. Her name was Monica Conyers. Nobody knew anything of significance about Monica Conyers, but they knew the name Conyers. So you know, she just so happened to be the wife of a longtime U.S. congressman who's been in there since the fucking 60s, Congressman John Conyers. And after she got elected, that chick lost her fucking mind getting drunk off power and, you know, her name recognition, getting in bar fights, calling other members of council Shrek during city council meetings, and ultimately getting caught taking bribes. The bitch is in federal prison right now because of a bribery scandal that she got caught up in. Your votes count, people, good or bad. So for this quote unquote conscious rapper who wants you to think he's all deep and shit, for him to blatantly and flippantly disrespect the memory of all the brothers and sisters who died for him to be able to just go in that booth and fill in a few boxes or punch some holes, that shit irks me. No, elections will never always come back with the results you want them to. And no, I don't always agree with everything somebody, you know, when I vote for somebody, I don't always agree with everything that they fucking do. But for him to call the whole process meaningless is a fucking cop-out to me. And I lost a lot of respect for this dude hearing that bullshit come out of his mouth, man, straight up. But we're coming up on the next musical break. And when I get back, we still got the HBCU bullshit with, you know, a little homie talking shit about, you know, HBCUs not being relevant anymore. Congressman Wiener pulling out his dick and shit and a whole lot more show. So stick around.
Yeah, man.
They had to calm it down just a little bit. Your boy was over here getting a little worked up about that shit right there. But I'm just tired of hearing niggas spout off bullshit, man, hitting people with that empty rhetoric or whatnot. I'm just sick of hearing that shit. But while we speaking on bullshit, I'm sure everybody done heard the news about that that congressman from New York with that unfortunate last name. And this dude, he had to have some balls to have a name like Wiener and then get caught sending pictures of his dick on Twitter. Now, of course, in the beginning, just like everybody else, he denied the shit, talking about his Twitter account had got hacked. That's like the standard operating procedure for all these celebrities when they get caught doing some slick shit. Talking about their Twitter account, their account got hacked. But when would these silly motherfuckers just stop saying that shit? Don't nobody believe it. Just ask that Jennifer chick from the basketball holes how that lie is working out for her ass so far. First, he tried to deny it was even his dick. But, you know, after more and more photos started coming out, dude couldn't deny it no more. And now just about everybody and their mama's asking this dude to go ahead and resign. Pelosi and Reed, Wasserman Schultz, I think that's her name. She's like the chairman of the Democratic Committee, even President Obama. Now, I don't know if y'all know this, but there's some freaky motherfuckers working in politics, man. Shit, remember that dude Craig who was trying to pick up gay dudes in the bathroom at the airport? I think it was in Minneapolis or something. He was in there sticking his feet in the other, you know, the shit stalls, talking about he got a wide stance when he take a piss. Man, don't nobody need a damn stance that wide to take no leak, dude. How about that Rick Santorum cat that got caught having a gay affair while he was married and shit when he was in office? Which would technically mean that that dude was on the down low, but for whatever reason, that shit only gets attributed to black men, but I digress. Hell, right here in my own backyard, Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, he was out here killing the game. He had holes all over the place. But the one that got him caught up was that Scottie Pippen looking chick, his chief of staff, Christine Beattie. It's just funny how these dudes get a little taste of that power, and then they start doing all sorts of dumb shit for what would seem to be some smart individuals. At least you would think that way about them. Now, all these people are asking this Wiener dude to resign. But let's think about this shit for just a second. Yes, what this dude did was fucking stupid. You're a United States congressman. You're using a verified Twitter profile that most of your constituents are more likely to follow. And then you sending your, you know, pictures of your dick to college chicks. Extremely stupid thing to do. But is it a fireable offense? I mean, okay, we just thinking on this. Let's think for a second. You're on your own time. You're not working. You're doing something that I'm sure you thought was private. And above all, you ain't break any laws. Other than maybe the ones about having some class, having some dignity, having some respect for your wife. You know, the shit that I guess it really didn't mean that much to you at the time while you was trying to impress these broads with your package. But can you get fired for that shit? Hell yeah. And make no mistake, some of you motherfuckers pointing fingers at this Wiener dude are guilty of the same shit his dumb ass just got caught up on. Now, personally, I think the dude should just go on ahead and resign, you know, just to spare, you know, himself and his family from a lot of this, you know, from further embarrassment. I think he said he's in treatment and stuff right now, but, you know, he got a pregnant wife and, you know, they gonna keep coming at him until he gets the fuck out of Dodge. But then again, maybe that's why he don't want to go home, because that woman got to be pissed. Maybe he's scared she gonna go all Lorena Bobbitt on his sausage and shit. And what man wants that? But while we talking about this dude's package, it brings me to a
Spans Man Law.
In chapter 4, paragraph 19 in the Span Book of Manliness, it says, "No man should be caught looking at another man's penis to compare dick sizes. Any man caught in violation of this law is subject to having his wife and or adult daughter have sex with the man that used to whoop his ass in high school." This has been your Span Man Law update.
Span Man Law.
Yeah, man. Quiet as kept, it's a lot of you niggas out here doing that shit. One of these celebrity cats leaks a nude pic like that clown Chris Brown did a few months back, and you got dudes retweeting that shit and posting the links on Facebook and whatnot. Now, it don't make you gay, but just know that we see who's doing that shit. And some of y'all insecure ass dudes, y'all out here trying to compare dick size with some celebrity nigga to give you some type of ego boost. Stop doing that shit, man. We'll be coming up on the next musical break. But when I get back, I'm going to speak on the comments made by that Alan Heller cat about HBCUs. I got some listener feedback and more, so stick around.
If you on your way, you about to do it big. You to tell him, shout it.
I just touched down.
Some of that Big Crit in your damn hip hop collection. Trust me, you won't be sorry. That track right there was Just Touched Down off of his Was Here mixtape that came out last year, back in 2010. So you know what to do, alright? Now, I'm sure most of you who listen to my show also listen to the Haterazzi radio show hosted by my homie Dark Hater. Shout out to the Hateration Federation. And just recently, he did an interview with a young dude named Alan Heller. Now, this Alan Heller kid was a former student at the Tuskegee University, and he had been experiencing some bullying while he was going there. And during one of these episodes of harassment, his bullies were videotaping him as he finally got tired of them fucking with him, and he went the fuck off. Here's a snippet of that altercation.
You got it.
Leave me the fuck alone or I'll fucking kill you! Do you fucking understand me, you piece of fucking shit! Get the fuck off of me! I swear to fucking God I will fucking kill you!
I told you, bro!
Where you break your own stove, bro?
Chill out, bro. You bring your own stuff, bro.
Keep fucking with me, and I will fucking kill you.
What happened to you?
That's the paper hall.
What
are
you
touch
me?
You
touch
me? Stay the fuck
on
my personal space.
You touch me, bro.
You fucking got my goddamn personal fucking space. I'm tired of stupid fucking coons like you. Shit.
Why? Why you playing?
I will fight all of you. I don't give a fuck.
Sounds like dude was really pissed the fuck off, right? Now, when I first became aware of this dude, it was actually a video that he put out in response to this video that had been released to WorldStarHipHop.com, and that shit went viral from there. And, I mean, it's a lot of responses on YouTube regarding this incident, a lot of response videos, I should say. But in Allen's video, because I hadn't seen that first video where he was going the fuck off, hell, I wanted to punch this dude in the face. Now, the homie Hater had the video, you know, Allen's response video on his Facebook wall, and I really didn't have any sympathy for this kid at first. I mean, he left me with a straight up real life Uncle Ruckus impression. Here, check this shit out.
As an HBCU student, you'll be living like a slave. I want to raise the question though of why HBCUs are even mandatory in today's society. They are expensive and underqualified relics of society long past. HBCUs were needed during the early part of the 1900s when being a black person was considered a curse. In this day and age, however, we are in a post-civil rights era, and your average black individual can get himself into a regular university. There are no needs for these advanced high schools. A loving parent should never send their child to get a nigger education. I mentioned earlier that coonery is one of the problems listed among grievances among HBCU, and I feel this should be elaborated upon. Coonery is an extreme problem within the black community. Coonery is basically a word that I use to describe stereotypical acts that the black community partakes of and glorifies. For example, these examples consist of sagging your pants below your ass like a retard, spending copious amounts of cash in order to increase your swag levels, the fuck, two brothers fighting over fried chicken, come on now guys, or attempting to emulate the lifestyles as portrayed on BET. My definition of nigger is an ignorant individual of color that decides to participate in such degrading stereotypical acts. Well, so HBCUs are loaded with various examples of coonery and niggers.
See what I'm talking about? Now, that video is a bit long. It's almost 10 minutes long. So if you want to see the whole thing, I'm going to post that video and the video where he was snapping the fuck off. I'm going to post both of those on thespanreport.com so you can hear and see the rest of this dude's diatribe. But let me first say that underneath all of those self-hating barbs that this dude was throwing out, he had some valid points about the conditions of some HBCUs and how they're run. And a lot of his complaints about him aren't anything new to anybody that has actually gone to an HBCU, such as myself. But he lost me instantly when he got to talking about sending your child to get a quote-unquote nigger education. He went on and on about how there was no need for HBCUs. Hell, he even went so far as to say that because he was going to a predominantly white school, that he was now going to a real university. Now, coincidentally, the homie Hater somehow ended up friending this kid on Facebook, and he was able to chime in on a discussion that was going on over there. And let me tell you, the homie Rod from the Black Guy Who Tips podcast and this Alan Heller kid, man, shit, they went at it for a while on there. I think it was like up to almost 150 comments, you know, just between the two of them. Now, I know one thing a lot of people got caught up on, you know, during that conversation was that term nigger traps. And I think Rod might have gotten confused thinking that Heller said it. It wasn't him, though. It was somebody else who agreed with Heller, though. And they made a comment about never sending their son to one of those nigger traps. I ain't gonna call a sister out by naming her here, but, you know, she knows she was on some foul shit right there. And Rod was justifiably upset about it, as I was, and anybody else who attended and graduated from HBCUs, and they love their fucking school. But my biggest contention about this whole thing is this Heller kid's insistence on differentiating HBCUs as inferior and predominantly white schools as real universities. And then he got this belief that there isn't any need for HBCUs anymore based on his lone experience at Tuskegee, a school I actually considered attending when I was searching for a college. I wound up going to Tennessee State University, though, down in Nashville. But it irked the hell out of me that this kid genuinely believed that just because he was now going to a white school, that it was just inherently better because it was ran by white folks. Look, I understand him being upset about the way he was treated by some of the students at Tuskegee, and I know he had some issues with the administration about how they said, you know, I think he said they placed a lot of the blame on how he was treated on him. But it bothered me that he couldn't tell the difference between hating the ignorant motherfuckers that was harassing him and shitting on educational institutions that have been helping black folks get educations that they wouldn't have gotten because those real universities wouldn't have had anybody that looked like Alan Heller at their fucking school. I mean, really, George Wallace standing in front of the doors at the University of Alabama, that shit wasn't as long as people like to think it was. Basically, it's like this. The same with Lupe Fiasco, pretty much. I know what you're getting at, but your delivery, you know, is woefully lacking. And I told this kid, he came across as an arrogant asshole, and that's probably why these dudes was fucking with him. Based on what little information I had been given about the situation, you know, I'm looking at it, and like I said, I wanted to punch this motherfucker in the face after hearing that, you know, that first diatribe video. But recently, when Alan appeared on the Haterazzi radio show, he kind of backed off of a lot of the rhetoric he was spewing in his response video, attributing it to his anger at the situation. He even reached out to me on Facebook and apologized for what he said, and he started following me on Twitter. So really, I'm just going to try to chalk this up to a frustrated young man trying to find out where he fits in this world. But make no mistake, I bet not hear this kind of shit again, kid. It's only one self-hatred racial pass being given around these parts. And after that, ain't nobody trying to hear no apologies, man, so tread lightly with that shit. We're coming up on the next musical break. But when I get back, we got the listener feedback and the weird news, and we're going to close out the show, so stick around.
Hey, yo, D, let's take it back.
Toast to new beginnings. Equal love and then combination. The mother dudes before me never knew what they were doing, making moves, and I'm just saying
they never stepped up
to give you the best of anything like you deserve. Ooh, girl, they never felt your pain, cause they don't know a woman's worth like I do. Provided how you like that, and your shopping game is gonna be on full display on and rodeo. Think we're to the crib for a night cap. Be back to give you the best of anything like you deserve. Ooh, girl. They never felt your pain, cause they don't know what a woman is worth. Ooh, like I do. Ooh, ooh, yeah. No strategy to ride. Parties are over. Yeah.
Let's take it back.
You know what, baby?
To go the extra mile to make you feel loved and wanted, like all women wanna feel.
They lost is my game.
See, we did ain't the same old same. I'm gonna show you the finer things. Ooh, oh yeah. Oh, knows how to treat you right.
You ain't got the world no more, baby. I'm right here.
Ooh, the finer things in life. Ooh, whoa.
The crying is over, baby.
smooth shit right there. That was that dude Donnell Jones with The Finer Things in Life off his latest album, Lyrics. And man, I was just sitting here listening to this shit and I could see it already. If you go to a club or like a cabaret here in Detroit, somebody's gonna come up with some type of ballroom hustle to this song. I just know it. Detroit players will make up a hustle off damn near anything. It's like a million hustles to learn here in the D. And since there's so many of them shits, I ain't bothered to learn any of them. I can't dance to save my life. Well, let's go to the mailbag real quick and see what the people got to say.
Mr. Span, what's going on, man? This is Mr. Moody from Mr. Moody's Neighborhood, featuring the 50-50 Brothers. We're another hot podcast. You can check us out on iTunes. You can also come to our website, mynextdoorneighbor.net. We do a podcast on the social networking platform. We're really about to change that and gear more towards the podcast. But I've been checking you out, man. I was on Regular Cat Radio. Big up to Big D and Mr. Whitfield, and I saw Mr. Span. So I just clicked on that because I'm an avid podcast listener. And, I mean, you got something good going on, brother, man. The show is very well put together. There's almost a perfect blend of, you know, a little bit of deadpan humor, a lot of intellectual content, and you mix it up. You got a great radio selection, man. I mean, you got a great music selection, dog. You know, we are getting to hear the songs that we wish we could hear more on the radio. So you definitely have a package, man. Got the voice to do it. Seem to have the ambition and the hustle to get it done. So I obviously wish you well in the future. I heard your last show. I heard the last show that your most recent show. I think you interviewed the couple from Black Guys Who Tip. And, you know, another good show, man. Just continue to do your thing. And I think one thing that I really appreciate about your show is a lot like us. I think some of your stuff is written down. I think you do a lot of show notes, which is real cool. But overall, I know you guys are talking about being funny. Don't try too hard to be funny because you really got it popping off. Just being yourself. You know what I'm saying? So when I listen to your show, it's just a dude just being him. You're taking your mannerisms, you're taking who you are, and you're putting it in a podcast form. And to me, some of the best podcasts are coming from brothers and sisters who are not so much trying to do anything. They're just being themselves. So it's an excellent show, my brother. You got another listener. Definitely check you out every week and pass the word around to all my fellow podcast listeners. Continue to do your thing. And by the way, the Black Guys Who Tip couple, they on point too, so I wish them well as well. You know, for me and my fam over at mynextdoorneighbor.net, once again, this is Mr. Moody from Mr. Moody's Neighborhood featuring the 50-50 Brothers. Check us out on iTunes. Continue success, brother. And one more thing. I had the honor and privilege of communicating with my mother this past Mother's Day, and I just want to tell you, give you a sentiment, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners were sending you anyway. Your mother would be proud of you, my dude. You know, she would be very proud of you, man. You seem to be a well-put-together brother that has the positive ambition to do good things and spread your particular message, all right? Keep doing your thing, Mr. Span.
Oh, wow. Man, shit. I really appreciate that message, brother, no doubt. You know, I actually did get a chance to listen to your show as well, and I could definitely get what was going on over at the Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. You know, I heard the show you did about if you have this, then your kids should have that. Great podcast, man. It's just good, man. It's good to see this common sense message spread and being spoken about more out here on these podcasts. They definitely give us an opportunity to counter this bullshit being talked about on the radio and on TV all the damn time. So you definitely got a new subscriber here at the Span Report Podcast as well, brother. No doubt. I appreciate that advice, man, and the encouragement as well. Real talk. Thank you for that message, brother. And I'll be looking forward to hearing more from you soon, man. Thanks a lot. Oh shit, that's actually the only voicemail that I got. So let me check up on these emails. Hell, the one thing about putting your email out there is that the spammers get a hold of your shit too. Now I'm sifting through all this bullshit to get to the real shit. okay, alright, here's one. Okay. Alright, you signed with your whole name, and I don't know if you want all this info out there, so I'm just going to call you Rick. And Rick writes in to say that I really enjoyed episode number 8. I'm also a master mason, and I enjoy the way you handled that letter from that Christian. Keep up the great work. Okay, well, thank you, Square. You know, I appreciate you taking the time to reach out to me. But with that, I was just trying to explain how being a Christian and being a Freemason aren't mutually exclusive. You can be both, but some people are just really set in their ways and in their beliefs, so I won't really be spending any more time talking about that. I think I done enough talking about that shit already. But thank you again, Square, for writing me, and I hope to hear from you again soon, man. And, shit, that was about the only email I got, the only legit one outside of the spam. You know what? Twitter warned me about that shit, too, putting that email out there. But I just got some new iTunes reviews, so let's check them out and see what's going on over in the iTunes store. Okay, a lot of these reviews got folks' full names on them, so I'm just going to read off the first names of the reviews. And if you don't mind me using your full government name in the future, just hit me up and let me know. But for right now, I'll just be respecting folks' privacy. Taiwan hit the podcast up with a 5-star rating and goes on to write, great podcast, insightful, informative. What else can I say? Plus, the music is off the hook. Keep doing what you do, Mr. Span. Keith also writes in that I just finished listening to episode 7 with Rod and Karen, who are two of my favorite podcasters. Your show is of high quality, and I can't wait to hear more from the Span Report. Another review from McNabb 51 Boy says that this podcast is just what I was looking for. Definitely have to give it a shot. Mr. Span is on point. And the homie Michael writes in, I'm Scarfinger Shepherd, and I approve of this podcast. Okay, that's my man Scarfinger from the Scarcasm Live podcast. Definitely go check that brother's podcast out when you want to get talking about video gaming and shit. Anybody who's played that Mass Effect game can get the Shepard reference. That game is my shit. But you know what? Thank you to all of you who took the time to review the podcast, 5 stars and all. I really do appreciate your feedback. Thanks to all you guys who listen to the show, write in, call the hotline. Y'all the reason that I do this. And the fact that I like to run my mouth sometimes, so thank you guys for listening to me. Now again, it's a lot of ways for you to get at me here at the Span Report Podcast and let your voice be heard. You can call the hotline and leave me a voicemail at area code 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485, and leave me a message there to play and respond to here on the show. And I really do want to hear what you guys think about that situation I talked about earlier about the lesbian couple and their soon-to-be-born baby, so definitely give me a call there. And you can shoot me an email at thespanpodcast@gmail.com. That's thespanpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com, for those of you who think I'm cataloging y'all phone numbers and shit. Though if you find shit, I just might be doing that shit. You can also hit me up on Twitter. My name is, you know, of course, Mr. Span, as it is everywhere. That's Mr._Span. So follow me there. Let's talk some shit in between these shows, man. But not only that, if you're going to listen to my show, then you got to go listen to these other shows as a favor to me. Trust me, these shows will help you get through your day. You got to hit up the Haterazzi radio show hosted by the homie Dark Hater, where I got my start at. You gotta definitely go hit up Rod and Karen over at the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, one of my favorite shows. You gotta check out the Where's My 40 Acres podcast for your hip-hop fix. You got the homie Bomani Jones' show to check out, which is actually a live Sirius satellite radio program that you can listen to live or as a podcast if you can't. Shit, if you want to check out some relationship shit, you gotta check out the Mac Lessons radio show with Tariq Nasheed. And for some more of this common sense message, go and check out the homie Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. I checked out the show. Definitely a good show to listen to. So as a favor to me, go check these people out. Subscribe to these shows and let them know you got put on by the Span Report, all right? But you know something? It's time to close up the show. I know I spoke about the weird news segment, but honestly, wasn't shit funny about them stories, man. Actually, all of them were pretty fucked up, and I just wouldn't feel right trying to make fun out of any of those situations. But in the future, if you got any of these funny-ass news stories that you want me to cover, send them my way so we can share that with the rest of the family, alright? I had fun and a passionate time talking to you guys today, and I can't wait to hear from you and doing this all over again. So until next time, fam, peace. Uh-huh.
and it weighs a ton. Weak G's, motherfuckers, I'm a son of a gun. Black master of any trade under the sun. Talk sharp like a razor blade under the tongue. Clear my path and come get your captain hung. Trying to breathe like black, a collapse your lung. Young chunk, you could choke off the web I spun. I done cleared them out from the threat I brung. You done heard about what set I'm from. My nigga, word of mouth, little rule of thumb. Y'all better bow down when a ruler come. I'm a real hood nigga, not a hoodlum. The way Thor put it down, be confusing some of y'all. Cats can't walk while chewing your gumming on. What a keyboard gotta do with a drumming on. School them on stage like I'm doing a seminar. Professional type, I'm adjusting my mic. Go to war, kid, I give you any weapon you like. Give you something to run from. Bust off your dumb. Stop, kid, that hot shit, you know where it come from. It's Philly worldwide phenomenon. And reinforcing that shit is my 9 to 5. And when I finish making you recognize, I'm getting at a couple civilized women that's trying to ride. You were waiting on the border, come off the all. You wanna get the bitches up off the wall. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. To keep you in health, this for all of y'all. I'm quick on the draw like Black McGraw. And I can't tell what y'all cats rap before. My name BG's and I'm back for more. See me get more chips than a corner store. With a portrait of Malcolm X on the door. While I'm eating MCs like a carnivore. Matter of fact, ease back before you get harmed. Ring a warning horn when I'm gonna perform. The first nigga that move or disturb the groove. I'ma have y'all flicks on the evening news. Play y'all part, get on y'all P's and Q's. And when y'all think thought, be prepared to lose. Bring money to spend and somebody to lend. And some worthwhile money, not 20s and 10s. Get took for your tuck right in front of your hands. Who could've helped you, nigga? Not none of your friends. Because I put a black fist under your chin. Had your physical remains found under the pen. If I'm coming up in the place, I'm coming to win. Running in it for a minute, now I'm dumbing again. Read G's, I y'all can chat with y'all. Please receive what I'm gonna get back to y'all, please. Cause you don't really wanna get clapped with all these, my man. You can take y'all strap when y'all leave. You see the squad coming to place, they all freeze. Ice cold, with his mellow cool breeze. MC's never show loyalty yet. Cool hurt, ain't never get a royalty check. I do work, no question, and bomb your set. I'm calm, collect, sharp like my name Gillette. R.I.P. my main Gillette. Until I touch the mic, y'all people ain't seen danger yet. I'm a decorated vet, I regulate and wreck. Never hesitated yet, I'm getting heavyweighted checks. If you would dare ask if I'm dedicated, yes, I spit live rounds that'll penetrate a vest, nigga. Take your seats, I'ma demonstrate a test. How to freak the beat, so gangsta fresh in a dump. From the East Coast to Bangladesh, Big Bank, Willie Gang smoke is thang to death. But hold tight, cause it's not over yet. I don't even feel like I'm not sober yet. And it ring like shots in the projects. New Year's Eve and it ain't even October yet. I'm a big bounty hunter like Boba Fett. Y'all more shell shocked than a soldier yet. If the prize in my sights, then I'm going for this. Woo woo, VG's be the ultimate. I'm the culprit, give me the bulk of this. Reset it on a magnetic ultra tip. Get down how you supposed to get. I got nothing to lose, I'm a killer with no regrets. I'm like Young LL, cause I'm hard as hell. Make a nigga screw face like Gargamel. Now I'm all out on my own like Patti LaBelle. Put the pimp game down on your mademoiselle.
Keep the beat going, keep the beat going.